Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
FabFitFun. If you don't already know about it, it's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. The summer box is launching soon, and you guys, Mary and I got a sneak peek into it, and it is amazing. Mary, how fun was the unboxing part of it?
Wait, I got, like, kind of excited.
I
felt, like, really lame, and I was like, wait, all this stuff is amazing.
You guys are going to love it. We can't reveal the products yet, but let me just tell you, if you've been considering getting FabFitFun, it is the time now. You get about $200 worth of products for $39.99 when you use our code TJG. It gives you $10 off your first box. It's $39.99 and you can go to fabfitfun.com. I'm not kidding. You guys have to do this. Like, opening that box and opening these full-size products, I was shook. I loved it.
Also, a really great idea for Mother's Day. Get your mom a subscription.
Yeah, they only come 4 times a year, and you will love everything in this. So, again, that's fabfitfun.com. $10 off your first box with our code TJG, and it's only $39.99.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. What a week it has been since we've last talked to everybody on the interwebs.
I also feel like I saw you like 4 weeks ago. That's how long this week feels.
Let me tell you, it is Friday Eve right now, and I cannot wait. Although I have to work all this weekend, but whatever, I can't wait still. Like, I'm working DragCon this weekend, so I'm very excited. We have a booth there, and I get to see all my favorite RuPaul Drag Race contestants. And so it's going to be really cool.
Wait, where were you last night with the Saved by the Bell thing?
Oh, so months ago, there's a Saved by the Bell pop-up, like, literally around the corner from me. Months ago, my friend Saf, who you guys saw, gave me that great unboxing on our Instagram Live. She has been like, we should go to this. I'm like, totally, let's go. And we bought the ticket so long ago, I did not even remember that we were going to it. It had been in my calendar for like months. But so they took over this restaurant. It was legit. I mean, it was legit. Like, they had the lockers.
In the Max.
I was in the Max. They had the lockers of like the hallways. They had Mr. Belding's office.
How much did you pay for these tickets?
I paid $50 for these tickets, but that included an appetizer and a meal.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, because, you know, you do all these, like, Instagram places. Like, you have, like, the Happy Place or the Ice Cream Museum. And, like, you don't really get anything with those besides, like, a great Instagram, I guess.
Right.
But this was legit. They had large heads. Like, if you're in LA and you have the chance to go, I highly recommend it.
Why didn't you take me?
Well, again, I didn't know until Tuesday that I had the tickets for Wednesday.
Okay.
And also, you don't live here.
So you're taking me June 12th?
No, because June 12th, guys, it is coming up. It's so soon. June 12th.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday at Two Judgy Girls Meetup. If you are in The Jury Speaks, we will have an event going. Please RSVP and let us know if you're going. We're going to coordinate. Hopefully TomTom will be open by then.
Praying.
Although, are like the Toms even involved? I mean, I know we'll get into that, but like, it's very suspect of what's happening over there.
No contracts, no
cash checks. Yeah, checks haven't been cashed yet. Like, but June 12th, The Jury Speaks. It is a meetup with two judgy girls, and I think this will be really fun. You guys, I'm watching Birdie right now. Mary's dog just try to eat her cord. The dog is being very naughty. Oh my god, what is the dog doing? The dog is being naughty.
I know, sorry.
The dog is being naughty. But yes, guys, so June 12th, if you were planning on being in the LA area, we're going to see you next Tuesday. So we hope to see you guys then. We'll put more details in the Facebook group, but please consider it.
Yes, it's going to be a blast. Although my whirlwind in LA for 24 hours, I went to bed very late.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we had a night. So that's right. My birthday was last Saturday. And I honestly, it feels like you said, like, it feels like it's been months ago.
Yes.
It's
how long have you been 32 for?
5 days. And I feel like it's been 5 years.
I agree.
like it is, first off though, like, it's weird to me that we were in Portland like 2 weeks ago.
My parents said I can't leave anymore. They're like, I don't know, you've been all over Mexico, Portland, LA. You need to just settle down.
And you're like, never, / okay. I'm like, just for a
I'm
week.
An adult. Leave me alone.
/ can you pay my credit card? okay, so yeah, let's talk about it because, okay, we had a night.
I mean, do you think we got our $85 worth?
That was the best $85 I had spent. Also, those of you that we met at dinner or that we had met at Countess and Friends, it was so lovely to meet you guys. You were so sweet. Thank you for calling us out and introducing yourself.
I met a girl named Bridget at the the Mexican restaurant before. She was a doll.
Yes. You guys were all great. The girl that we met in the parking structure, I met somebody in the bathroom. Like,
it was, I knew someone in the bathroom was like, Summer Mary. I was like, oh my God.
Yes. But so anyway, so we went to dinner and then we went to Countess and Friends and we went to the second showing. So after, like, we had ran into like kind of all like the podcast crew. So we like met up with Danny Pellegrino. We met up with like the Watch What Crappens guys.
Ronnie took the MVP for
Ronnie was intoxicated. Yeah. But then like Danny was telling us his story afterwards and Danny got a little inebriated at Pump and I was like, lovely, we should have gone there. But so anyways, we went into Countess and it was, should we do like a little recap of it?
I mean, she only sang four songs.
She sang four songs. It was a lot. It should have been Friends and Countess.
Yes. Yes.
Because I mean, we got a lot more Friends than we did Countess.
I'll give her rockin' bod. And
amazing.
Amazing job making fun of yourself.
Like, oh, yeah. She owned it. She owned it. She called out the jail part. She called out the arrest. She called out making about Tom. Did she need the Dear Diary that was bedazzled like the burn book in Mean Girls? She kept singing to us.
That, it's like, she would have been so much better saying it on the fly, but she was reading a script. It's like, girl, this is your own life. This is your autobiography. Just tell us.
Yeah, like, you're not making anything up.
Right.
But so she, first off, though, she wore a red sheer number. She came out in white, I just like to say.
Of course.
Because Lou never met a white gown she didn't like. She had white, she had like a black number, then she had like a jumper that was like, it almost looked like it was part of the skinny girl jean line with like the crisscrosses on the side down. Like, and then she had her friends, which these friends are a little suspect. I don't know if they're truly friends.
Well, we heard one of the friends she called 2 hours before the show.
Yeah, but so Jenny Poulos from Flipping Out was there and she did her full Watch What Happens live.
It's got the 411.
Yes, she did that. Then we had people from the People's Couch, and I was like, these people are irrelevant. They're not even funny. Like, get
well,
put
I was
us
just
up there.
Really disappointed. Like, you couldn't have gotten Lisa Rinna.
I know.
To do a little stand up in between. She would have loved that.
She had two cities. She had LA and Orange County where she could have pulled people from.
Tamara Barney, like, getting up and she could have done some squats or something.
Yeah, like, I would have booed her hardcore.
Kelly God, we could have, like, made her do a shot contest.
Shannon, we could make her count lemons in a bowl.
I mean, there were so many other things she could have done.
She could have, right. But she did have Shoshana Bean, and I literally thought...
That was iconic.
I thought Saf's hair was going to fall out of her head. I've never seen her rock out so hard to the bodyguard.
I started people standing.
Like, it was... They brought down the house singing Whitney Houston. Cheyenne Jackson, did we say him? He was there. He was great. He was like serenading Lou, but like it was a little weird. And then she has one more person, I think, right? She had Todd, the piano man, who was like her, like, you know, her, like, how David Letterman had his Paul or whatever, you know, he was like the sidekick. He was okay.
I kept on yelling out, justice for Jacquet!
for Jacques. Justice for Jacques.
Name because I had had a couple too many drinks, and I kept on asking the people next to them, "Wait, what was her export? The French guy's ex-?"
Like, yeah, you kept being like, remember. "You're like Jacques." I'm like Jacques, just straight up Jacques. Like you're like Jackie. But then, guys, the best part. So
this was pretty amazing.
So at one point there was a Q&A. And during the Q&A, they were going to people around. Well, Mary had brought out a mariachi hat in honor of Cinco de Mayo, even though it's Spanish, besides the point. And my friend Jason was wearing it at that point, and he just, like, maniacally started waving that hat. Like, he was getting that guy's attention.
We were, like, summoned to the back corner.
Yeah, we had gotten there a little late, so we were, like, in a booth in the very back corner. And the guy sees Jason. He's like, yes, coming over there. And I'm like, it is my motherfucking moment. And so
everyone else at the table, we know exactly what Courtney's gonna ask, and Courtney's gonna ask her to sing happy birthday to herself, and everyone at the table's like, no, let Mary say it for you. And Courtney's like, no,
it's my moment. I needed it was like my birthday. I was so Stassi Schroeder with like, it's my birthday. And so he handed me that mic, and I was like, and here we go. I was so stoked. I said, Lou.
And you said Marilyn Monroe-esque, right?
Yes. I said, Lou, I'm Courtney from Two Judgy Girls. For some reason, I felt I needed to tell her who I was because we had been, like, harassing her on all of her comments. Like, please sing to me. Like, please sing.
She did like, I asked her before, and she did like the comments.
Yeah.
We had high hopes.
Yeah. And so I said, it is my birthday. Can you please sing me happy birthday Marilyn Monroe style? And she was like, oh, like she knew who, like she knew. And she was like,
totally knew.
She was like, Todd,
turn the lights down.
Dim the lights. And it was like this moment of just like, is this really happening?
Like you, we literally, it's like.
Like ask, believe, receive. Thank you, Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Thank you, Big Papa!
I mean, we said goals were smoking a cigarette with her and having her sing happy birthday. Reached the goal.
It was amazing. It was so good. And it's like, I just was like, wow, at 32, I've already peaked.
You're done.
I'm done. Like,
that's the best birthday of your life.
Like, life will never get better.
No.
Ever. And it just was, it was fantastic. And then we, like, jetted the F out of there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. And so that was great, though. And then I was like, it can't get better. It just can't. And then Monday rolled around. And wow. We got a little email.
Oh, my God.
We got so a little parentheses around the Gmail came in. And we had an attachment.
It was hilarious. Well, we kind of knew it was coming.
Yes. But Julie, you are the MVP. And Julie had gotten a cameo from us from one Sheena Shea.
And wait, the best part about this was this woman was like, yeah, I was pissed off at my husband, so I used his credit card and bought you a cameo for your birthday.
And I was like, Julie, you are everything to us, and this is why you are a juror. Because that was amazing. But so anyways, and not only that, it was Sheena's birthday on Monday, so it was like a double burn. And the best part was she goes, hi, Courtney, I heard you're having a tough time, so I just wanted to say, keep your chin up, and you're good as gold.
Good as gold.
And the best part was is when we asked, like, well, what was the tough time? Julie said, I told her that her friend had called her an asshole. And I was like, oh, my God, like, Sheena called me an asshole.
Like, little did Sheena know that she called you a fucking asshole and then said, chin up.
And then ended on our good side. So now we have a challenge for you guys.
Would you want to tell them about the challenge?
Oh, I'll tell them. Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to tell them or not. Okay. For every Sheena cameo that we get from you guys, we will post it on Two Judgy Girls, just blasting it. So if you want to do a cameo, Mary, what's the info?
So go to www.bookcameo.com, BookCameo.com.
Mary, you've come so far with your spelling skills. I'm really proud of you.
If you use the code TJG, they will give you $5 off. So you can get Sheena for $30 saying whatever the hell you want.
And also, how great is this? Because Sheena claims that she's donating all of that to charity. So it's not even going into her pocket.
Which is a lie. We know that.
I mean, I think the charity is Sheena Shea 501c3. But like, whatever. I just think that it's like, it's so funny because it's just so, even Stassi commented on the photo with like a coffin, just like dead and like DM'd us. Yeah.
I was like, that was amazing.
So I think it'd be kind of funny if we continued this. So if you guys want to do that, that would be amazing. You can email us the cameos at twojudgygirls@gmail.com. So just our name at Gmail. Let's see what we can do with this. But again, even if you're going to do a cameo for somebody else, like make sure you use our code because $5 off is great.
And also they just got Lance Bass this week. Like, am I getting my sister a Lance Bass cameo? Hell yeah.
And is he going to say, it's going to be me? But I'm just saying,
I'll be,
again,
like, What if I just asked him a question in the cameo? Can you tell me how good of friends you are with Kris Jenner? Respond in the cameo.
Yeah, or Lisa Vanderpump he's good friends with. I mean, these are, and honestly, that like made my day. Obviously, she was, it didn't make my day that was Sheena. It made my day, like, the whole thought of it. And it's like, she's so lazy to just do it in, with a Snapchat filter in her bathrobe. Like, it's so ridiculous.
But her bathrobe, I mean, it's like, she almost knew because we only record in bathrobes.
Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. She, mm-hmm. It's like this, that's great. But there's so many people on that anyway. So even if you don't want to do Sheena, like I saw somebody told us that they got a Peter from Vanderpump Rules one. They got a Schwartz one. Like there's so many people on that, that there, and it's great. It's seriously fast turnaround too. So if you're still looking for something for Mother's Day and you want to do FabFitFun and Cameo, you should.
What was that?
As if you wanted to do FabFitFun and Cameo, you could do both of them for Mother's Day.
Yeah, and just use the code TJG and go to booktcameo.com.
Yes, I was just like cracking up. Also, send us like your funny cameos that you've done for other people too. We love to listen to them because they're just so funny in general.
I love the one, like the get well ones, or, you know, I heard you started a new job. I'm wishing you luck. I love how they're so personalized. They're not just for birthdays.
Yeah, no, they're just, but are they personalized? I don't even care. It's like, I don't even care if you literally repeat the same thing, but you just use my name.
Agreed.
You know, like it's so good. Okay. So something I wanted to discuss, something I'm not okay with actually, like I'm not okay. And I know you.
I know exactly who you're going to talk shit on.
No, I think you think I'm going to start with Thomas Ravenel, but I'm not.
He's going down. Hashtag me too.
I can't fucking wait to see hashtag Time's Up T-Rab. This fucking trash bag. The old nanny has now come forward. Fuck yes. The police are finally listening. Bravo. Get this fucker off the show. He adds nothing. I don't need to see his fucking moose knuckle and those goddamn white jeans.
It will be really interesting. Like, obviously, they haven't filmed the reunion.
Well, maybe they'll see him. Maybe they'll interview him from jail across the glass mirror.
Or like, glass window. I wonder if they'll invite him, because I feel like they do not want to be affiliated with someone like this.
They need to.
Like, they need to take a strong stance.
They need to take a strong stance. Like, he's horrible. He's disgusting. He's a predator. He's a fucking sexual. Like, he's disgusting. And I want him to get the fuck out of my TV. Like, Southern Charm would be so much better without him.
He's going down. Like, good. This is his last season.
Good. I hope it fucking is. Next we know he's going to try to run.
JD. JD's got to have some lawsuits, too.
Oh, well, he definitely does because he doesn't pay his bills. But really what I wanted to discuss that I'm not okay with is there is a photo that Brittany Gastineau posted of her and Steve Gold.
Wait. So you posted this on our story.
Yeah.
And I did not realize
that was her.
Kim Kardashian's friend from, she had a reality show before Kim.
Yeah, it was called The Gastineau Girls, starring her and her mom, Lisa Gastineau. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
She looks so different. She's gotten so much work done. Her lips were huge. Like, they're bigger than Kim Zolciak.
Yeah, like go to Kylie's doctor. Has nobody learned? Like,
it's so sad how they like morph.
Yeah. And then what was funny, somebody sent me a picture that she had posted like the day before, and it was like her showing her butt, like doing like a sexy naked photo. I hope Steve did not like that. And her tampon string is hanging out.
No.
Yes.
My worst fear.
What? Every time you take a naked photo that your tampon string's hanging out?
No, I just remember, like, I used to go to this website. It was called BreatheHeavy.com. And it was
yes, Britney Spears stuff.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
And there was, like, a deep, dark obsession. Like, I would, like, get sincerely concerned about her. Mm-hmm. And it was during her circus tour. And so I would go on the website every morning to, like, see how her show went. And, like, this one time during the show, she was wearing like a leotard and her tampon string was hanging out. And I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
And so that's haunted
ever since
you?
Then, it's like haunted me.
Wait, did Brittany Gastineau remove the photo of her and Steve Gold?
Ooh. It doesn't even look like her. So like, why does it even matter?
Wait, but it's so weird. It looks like she deleted it.
Steve was like, don't want to be associated. Please take that down.
I mean, honestly.
I'm trying to sell real estate.
Yeah, and the butt photo with her tampon string is gone.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Lots of deleting going on. Wow. For the Gastineau girl.
Some dirty deletes. Dirty Delays. Speaking of, you know, there that was happening while they're in like Ibiza or some random island or something. But Danielle,
there was another island. There was a wedding.
Yeah, Danielle and her square tits. Danielle, prostitution whore. Engaged 19 times. She got sorry, married.
Not gonna yell.
Yeah, engaged sorry guys. 19 engaged 19 times.
This was her third marriage. And I can't get any dates.
But I'm sorry, Teresa was her maid of honor.
So Teresa was the maid of honor. Margaret and Melissa were both in the wedding as well.
It's like, does she not have any friends, or is she just trying to get it for free?
Do you really need bridesmaids when you're 55?
No.
I think, like, having your daughters is cute.
But also, your third marriage, like, you don't need a wild wedding.
No.
You just don't.
In the Bahamas.
Like, nobody cares.
And, I mean, how much do you think Bravo paid for that?
I feel like they didn't pay that much.
Okay. And everyone's saying, they're like, what's, is that, they, people thought it was Luann. Like, her face looks so different.
Yeah. We got a lot of Lus on that. A lot of Lus. I don't care. I'm over Jersey.
Well, I think the entire next season will be about Danielle's wedding.
It's like, do we need, honestly, it's like, clearly, like, you only want to do it with Teresa. We've said this before. Excuse me. Give Teresa her own show. Melissa can be a side character. And that's that. Like, I just want Melania 24/7.
The only person I would miss is Marge Sr.
Yeah. I'm over it. Like, Marge is like, meh.
Marge Sr.
I heard you, but I just don't care about, like, ever since Marge filed for bankruptcy, I'm like, I don't care any part of her family.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Okay, in other news, Tamron Simon from Real Housewives of
Orange County
are major feuding. Tamra got 5 tickets to her son's high school graduation and won't give Simon 1.
What do you think about this? But did you see what she posted too? She posted this photo that was like this, like,
you
quote,
make your own destiny type of thing.
Yeah, like, she's like, yeah, fucker.
The decisions you make have consequences. Or,
oh, it says, don't play the victim to circumstances you created. Wait, and it goes, poor you, stop bitching on social media and take a good look at what you did to create this, little bitch, bag of dicks, liar pants. It's like, you can take the girl out of the trailer park. Our
personal account.
Yeah. That was from the personal account. But it's like, you can take the girl out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the girl.
No, and then she, like, claimed in her comments, she's like, Ryan and my mom both said they would give up their tickets. And I'm like, then why is he asking for tickets if they said that?
Yeah, I don't, I also
like,
think,
why are you still fighting with him?
Also, why are we doing this on social
media? Like, you're so trashy.
Yes, the social media thing is, like, the worst part about it. It's like, and didn't he made his daughter give her tickets to her graduation.
Yeah.
It's just trash.
Trust her.
Trash. Okay. Let's do some polls real quick. We're back with the polls. It's been a while.
Yes.
Okay. Do you need me to explain how to do this, or do you get it now?
I think I definitely have nailed it this
okay.
time.
Okay. First question. Is Erica done with Beverly Hills?
What are my choices?
I'm sorry. Yes, she quit. Or no, we are seeing a new character.
Is the new character a bitch?
Well, remember she said she's like, she has like a third character. She has another character.
Oh, it's like Erica Jane, Mrs. Girardi, and this is the third character?
Yeah.
I think she is opting out, and I don't think she will do an ex. Was this her third season?
Yes, I believe so, because I think Pantygate was her second season.
Yeah, so I think she's done.
I don't think so.
She found her voice and nobody likes it.
No, I don't think she's done because, one, I think that there might be trouble in Paradise. I think her and Mr. Girardi might be going through a tough time.
I heard that he's already dating someone new.
Like a 30-year-old?
They just, like, have an open marriage.
They have some sort of, yeah.
I also, like, kind of see her a little bit. This is a bold statement.
Okay.
A little asexual.
Interesting.
Like,
I could see that.
I think she loves to be around her gays. I think she likes attention, but she doesn't necessarily need, like,
somebody to have dirty sex with her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need somebody to throw her against a wall. She'd be like, yeah. "Ugh, it took me." She's like, "It took me 3 hours." I'm gonna choke. Well, 64% said yes, she quit. However, somebody who follows us is friends with her and says, I would know, and she hasn't said anything. It's not true. However, there's also news, though, that Teddy has a book deal. And
I don't think people read books anymore.
And Andy Cohen confirmed she's returning next season.
Teddy?
Yeah.
I think she earned it.
Yep. Teddy bear. Okay. Would you pay to see Countess and Friends? Best $80 I'll ever spend? Now just watch her on TV.
Well, I did it, and I might be going to the San Francisco show as well, so yes.
Are you
going
to go to the San Francisco show?
TBD.
You should. You need to meet up with the Crappens boys. Okay. 62% said, nah, just watch her on TV. Did you agree with Bethany calling Dorinda a drunk? Yes, be strong. Can Dorinda drink in peace?
Can Dorinda drink in peace?
Well, only 36% agreed with you. They said yeah.
Those are fellow alcoholics.
Yeah, those are the real jurors. Okay, who showed up at the reunion? Was it Jax or was it Jason?
I think it was the sociopath inside of him.
So, his dad? Didn't he say his dad took over his body?
Yeah, I know. I mean, he pretended Jason showed up.
Right, but 52% agreed with you and Jax was there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Was the group too hard on Sheena? LOL, well deserved. It was good as gold. And then there was parentheses. Both answers are the same because you can never be too hard on her. So 100% said no, they were not too hard on her.
That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Are you watching Real Housewives of Potomac? Yes for Karen's wig or no? It's bad.
No.
Okay.
I can't commit to anything else, you guys.
So I just want to tell you, I am part of the 30% that said they're watching. Guys, do not, Sunday nights on Bravo, do not sleep on Potomac. Real Housewives Southern Charm New Orleans is good too, and I'm actually really liking it. Did you watch that?
I'm behind in everything.
Yes.
I'm still trying to, every night I try to watch Wild Wild Country after I watch reality TV, and I fall asleep.
Well, you need to finish that because it's amazing. But let me tell you,
because I've been going to bed every night at 8:30 since seeing you.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to do that. You have to have self-love and self-care. Yeah. But Potomac is amazing. First off, Karen's wig has shifted off of her head no less than 4 times in the past 2 episodes.
Is it like in her confessionals? Or
no, it's in public, and she's like, "Whoa, hold on, 1 second!" Like, and she tries to fix it every time, and it gets worse.
Aww.
And then she has this mole on her face. It's literally like it's growing. Like it actually probably has like there is like
life of its own.
Yes, like there's life forms on it. Like it started a new life. It's Mars on her face. Like
maybe it's her twin.
It could be, honestly. And she does these weird things in her confessional where she's like, yes, honey. And it's like the weirdest thing.
Shiny Nini.
Yes, but she's horrible. Then we've got this one who's literally just said she's drunk. She drank, got drunk, hit a median, and then drove home. Yeah.
You don't admit that on camera.
Never.
And it's called Uber, people.
Yeah, and then we have
drinking
one.
Drinking driving's not cool. That's actually something that really bothers me.
Yeah, I find it really annoying, too, when it's a $4 Uber.
Yeah.
Like, or a $10,000 / maybe somebody's life. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
You know.
We have some guidelines, guys.
Yeah. We know. You know who would call an Uber? Definitely Dorinda.
She's definitely not getting mine.
She's like, you call the Uber and it takes you to Richard's house? And then you say, hey, why are your eyebrows like that? But okay. And then you also had this new girl on Potomac that's marrying a white guy, but she keeps talking about how his dick is brown.
Like, what, is he putting up her pooper or something?
I mean, I think she's trying to compare it to a black man's dick, but yes. Basically, and Giselle just keep being like, Is that not offensive to our people? Is that Is that not? Anyways, don't sleep on it. And then Cha-Cha's still there. And she's like, my name is Cha-Cha. And I have a champagne room. I'm gonna do drama because I want to be on the show. But she was demoted.
She has a list?
Oh yeah, but she was demoted to a friend of. Don't sleep. Like you gotta watch Potomac, guys.
Okay.
Also, New Orleans, Southern Charm, New Orleans is really good too. It's much better than that Savannah shit. And we watched that whole season. Okay.
I don't think that's coming back. And I tried to ask Lauren Workus this week if there's a Summer House 3.
There is. It's been confirmed.
Maybe because I.
But the cast. But the cast hasn't. The cast hasn't been confirmed, but it's been renewed for season 3. Insider info. Okay. It's that time again. Who did you wake up next to? This has been one of.
Sleep with this week.
This has been one of the most controversial ones. Let me just say the amount of people who skipped this question, like 10,000 less people voted on this question because they could not. Like, we got so many DMs being like, why? Like, this is the worst one yet. Like, how could you do this to me? Did you wake up next to Southern Charm's JD or did you wake up next to Stassi's Patrick?
It's actually, that's funny you should say that because every single time I see Southern Charm, I say this to my sister, I'm like, how much does it look like someone I used to hook up with? She's like, uncanny.
JD?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's a shorter version though, JD.
Oh,
because
no.
I only hook up with people.
Is this the guy that you said you're on the mound?
No. We still don't know what that means.
Oh, okay.
I texted a guy once that I was on the mound, whatever that means. Well, I once texted that same person that I was a girl in the window.
It's like weird that he didn't call back.
No, he did.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's even weirder than...
I was on and off for years.
Oh, dear God. Well, you know, we all have our Carl.
I'm going to go Patrick.
We all have our Carl. Okay. So you're going Patrick. I actually feel like Patrick is the better choice of these ones. Like, JD is, like, gross and, like, red, and he's probably going to be like, I feel like...
Post-bun or pre-bun?
Either one that you want.
I never hooked up with someone with a man bun, so maybe that could be my opportunity.
Well, you know, I heard he's still single.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Which I have to say, though, Bo and Stassi still going strong in Europe.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Yeah, really enjoying it. Okay, so I wanted to just read a review.
Yes, I have one from Carly Eliza.
Carrie Eliza.
Carrie
Eliza. Carly.
Oh, I saw an L. Mm-hmm. This continue. Is Like I'm Feeling You, 5 stars, obviously. I've been following the IG page for several months, but I finally started listening to the podcast. It's the best. My husband sometimes laughs or listens. And I'm like, what's wrong with me right now? Sorry. My husband sometimes listens and laughs just as hard as I do. You both take the thoughts right out of my head. I listen every week to new episodes, but I'm also listening to the old ones as well. The Peggy impersonation had me dying. Every impersonation and opinion is spot on. Please never change. You both are killing it in the podcast world. Thank you.
What is this impression you speak of? Fire? What fire mean? Okay. Mine is from Pearls 188. Keeping it real. 5 stars. These girls keep it 100 with their hilarious commentary. They give zero fucks, and I love them for it. It's like hanging out with a couple of girlfriends, drinking wine, and catching up on our favorite shows. Let me tell you, these ladies know their Bravo shit. Thank you.
And guys, we have listened, and
yes,
we are not screaming, okay?
We're really working on it, okay? It's like, let me tell you, I am not a tech genius.
I do not scream.
Yeah, and I have voices carry. We're gonna cranberries it. We're gonna hush hush, keep it down now, because voices carry.
Okay. Sometimes I do this in my class. A hush went over the crowd, and then they all go hush back.
Ooh, we'll probably have to invoke that on each other. Okay, so should we talk a little bit of Southern Charm from last week? Do you even remember?
I do remember that Austin looks bad. And I love his mom calling him out. And everyone keeps on sending us his mom and then comparing it to Kim Zolciak's mom.
And it's it's uncanny.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Both have really skinny and have big chins.
Yeah. And maybe they tanned way too much when they were kids because they were baby oiling their faces because they didn't know any difference.
Right. Other highlights. Oh, we got to meet Peyton.
Oh, okay.
This was a Halloween episode. So Naomi.
This was controversial.
As Pulp Fiction.
This was controversial because I think Naomi's delivery was terrible, right? She was clearly coming from an insecurity with jealousy, and so she went in on Peyton. However, I don't think she's wrong.
Okay. Peyton's costume. How could you yell at that unicorn?
That wasn't a unicorn.
Her face paint was so extreme. It's like, girl, this is a costume party, but you want to look good, too. It's Halloween. It's called slutty.
Yeah, it's like Mean Girl said it best. It's the one day a year where you can dress like a slut and nobody can say anything about it. She looked like the Grinch trying to dress up for Halloween.
It was not a great look. But no, I appreciate, Naomi just didn't hold back. I feel like Naomi is the main character this season.
Because she's the only one bringing it. But I just felt like, okay, we saw that Peyton on her Facebook in 2014 was like, love me some Southern boys with Shep and Craig. She commented that was a status on her Facebook. And then.
Yeah. We posted that.
Then she was trying. She had a hostess job at Toca Madera. The Toca Madera.
The Toca Madera. Where Rob made out with the hostess. Also, let's never forget that he was a doorman.
At Joseph's, and then he was at Teddy's, and then he was at, shut up, Sheena. But anyways, then she's at Toca Madera. Then she went to Vanderpump Dogs. Then she got on Relationship. It's like, don't try to tell me that this girl is not looking to get on a show.
Well, she did. Mission accomplished.
Now, granted, was Naomi maybe with Craig to get on the show? Who knows? However, I feel like she put in her due diligence for it. And I think that
she dated Craig for 3 years.
Yeah, and she,
who I also think could be asexual.
Nope, Craig is a lover. Craig is gonna cuddle me while I rest my head on my new embroidered feather pillow.
What does the embroidery say?
Well, it says CC squared because it's Courtney and Craig Conover.
That actually sounds really cute.
Thank you. I thought so too. CC squared.
If you had to marry one Bravo celebrity, who would you pick?
Steve Gold.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. Now, is he better looking than me? Yeah, he is. But what he needs is someone to keep him grounded. And that's me.
Right. We don't have to be realistic all the time.
Yeah, it's like, Steve, stop looking at me from my body and look at me from my eyes are up here, Steve. Not at the inner tube of where my love handles are. Yes, they are filled with love, but they're also filled with fat. So bring the eyes back up here, sir.
Oh my God, stop.
And then we just
someone
live happily
me
ever.
And was like, wait, you're not on my 600-pound life.
I could be. I have always wondered about getting your stomach stapled. Sometimes I just can't stop.
You have to, that, you just get a tummy tuck after you have a baby.
Oh, that's obviously in my plans, the mommy makeover every time. And I'm going to, maybe I'll do IVF so I have four, and then it's just, anyways, I have a plan.
You might as well just get a surrogate and just get the tummy tuck.
I just get the tummy tuck. I'm like, no, this is after the baby. Didn't you have a surrogate? It doesn't matter. But anyways, I think that Naomi, back to Naomi and Peyton, who have perfect bodies, by the way.
Wait, also, I saw Naomi's a side-by-side of her nose job. We need to post that tomorrow.
I never thought that her nose was that bad, but from the side, I was like, well, her nose job is fantastic. Doctor better be getting so much work. I think she looked gorgeous either way.
I actually loved her in the Uma Thurman wig.
Yes, I thought she looked so cute. I was like, Austin, chick magnet, zero effort. He's literally turning into Shep.
I know, and he's really scared of that.
Yeah.
But he's dating someone in real life now.
Yeah, who has a kid.
Only if he had a job.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also weird because they also can't say that their job is the show.
Right.
Because they make...
Which is so what's your income?
Yeah, it's he makes more from the show than he probably ever made from his, previous jobs.
Right. Well, they just say like their investments.
Yeah, they're like, I we're mean, entrepreneurs.
If they are smart, they're using this money and investing it into other things, well, whether that be real estate, stocks,
what
businesses,
else?
Uh-huh. Gentry.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. But yes, okay, I just wanted to discuss that. Obviously, neither of us have watched Southern Charm from tonight, but I'm sure it'll be more of the same. Ashley needs to go, like, that, the whole thing, like, I just want Catherine to flourish. I want her to get custody of the kids. I feel like she knew something was going on with that nanny. Remember, like, that whole thing with the hairdresser, too? And then there's this report.
The hairdresser thing?
It was like Catherine's hairdresser. He like grabbed her by the wrist and like threw her out. And then there's like this like also that he had he was holding Kenzie and fell into a pool. It's like, how does this like it's so disgusting. The good old boys club, like Catherine deserves full custody. Like it's
good
disgusting.
Going down though.
Good old boys ain't good anymore.
No.
But anyways, yes, I love Craig.
You love what?
Craig.
Yeah, we know. We know.
I love him.
Okay. So, Courtney Conover, let's go over to Real Housewives of New York.
Okay. Let me just say, this season, it's like, thank you. It's like,
carrying every franchise.
Let me tell you a few things I did not like this episode.
Sure.
Carol, learn how to order fucking eggs. I don't care if they're touching. I don't care if they're apart.
What was she talking about? She's like, I don't want the hard-boiled egg in the scrambled egg. Like, how do you even do that?
No, but it was, she's like, I don't even want them touching. And then she's like, I ordered a hard-boiled egg. She's like, bitch, please. You literally told me it could not touch anything on your plate. I put it on a separate plate.
Right.
Like.
And then she shows up in literally pajamas and robe.
Yeah.
And says it's like chic. I came from LA. And then she did these awkward air kisses. The whole thing was odd.
Carol finding a voice might not be what we thought we wanted.
Well, should we call her? So a lot of you guys have compared this, her, to looking like Steven Tyler.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Her veneers.
Oh, yeah. Her veneers are a lot.
And the long hair and her chin and her jaw.
So everything.
Yeah. And we're just side by side of that because we think that's just like too low for us.
It's not too low. Let's be real. It's not too low for us. It's more the reaction of it. Like, we would do it, but it's like, you guys got mad when we compared a kneecap to sonogram. Like, we'll never get out of this one alive. Never.
But don't think we haven't thought about it.
We've thought about it. We've said it out loud.
Don't think we haven't created it, just haven't posted it.
Yeah. Is it in our arsenal? Of course it is. It's like when we want to cause some controversy because we're feeling up for some drama. Let me tell you something else I didn't like. What? Hey, Bethany, we got it. You were the first plane there.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
You saved lives. You're so good. Be strong. Yay. Shut the fuck up and give me more of you and why you and Carol aren't friends.
I know, they're really skimming that over. And even Carol's like, well, it's okay she didn't take me. Like, I donated a lot of money. And, you know, and then Bethany's defense is like, she hasn't expressed interest.
But like, it's also like,
the interesting thing about them is like, there's been no blowout. There's been no fight. they're just both being passive aggressive.
Here's why I don't think Bethany wanted to take Carol, is because Carol was an ABC reporter and was already in that, and that would take away from Bethany being like queen.
Agreed. She's like too cultured on the situation.
Yeah. No, I think what Bethany's doing is wonderful. Like, I really think it's fabulous. Like, thank you so much for your hard work for Puerto Rico. I just don't need to see it.
Well, they did create an amazing dinner scene.
Okay, here's a question I have for you. Do you think Bethany set Dorinda up for that?
No. I think Dorinda.
Okay.
She, you know, they've been traveling all day. They've been up since 5 a.m. She, 4 o'clock, has a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. Then she goes over to Bethany's room, has another glass of wine. Then they go down to the bar. They have a real cocktail. And so she shows up to dinner. She hasn't eaten since like 10 a.m. And she had 5 drinks. And she's slurring all her words.
But why was Bethany?
She does have a lot of like built up anger.
But why was Bethany completely dead sober? If she's going drink for drink. Not,
this is the thing that bothers me. I don't think she's ever been drunk on the show. And she's the type of person, though, like...
What about naked in the pool in Mexico? What about Mexico?
She never lose control, ever. Like, that's in her DNA. That's her personality.
What about Mexico last year? She was naked in a pool hugging Ramona.
But they were just having a heart-to-heart.
And she was drunk in season one when she was dating Jason number one, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh my god, and that iconic scene where she makes them dinner and wants to talk about moving in. He's like,
I'd rather
Let's
not.
Talk about this later.
Yeah, and she's like, but Let's I want it.
Not tonight. You don't want to talk about this tonight?
And she's like, Cookie, my only true love. You know what? I'll just get a new Jason and replace you. It's going to go fine. But no, I feel like if Bethany should have been a good friend, though, and said, like, Dorinda, don't come to dinner.
I think she took a pretty dark turn when she was not using her chopstick and just using her hands.
Oh my god,
I
was like, is this for the group? Or did you just, and I was like, you could tell everybody else was like, we're starving, stop eating the fucking yellowtail.
Well, I kind of like related to Dorinda in this moment because I can't use chopsticks, so I just use my hands.
Are you like the person that you go to a Chinese restaurant and they like put the rubber band on top for you so that you can use them?
Or I ask for a fork.
I was just going to say, are you the person that asked for a fork? No.
But I also won't go out to Chinese food. I would only order that in my house.
Oh, no.
Using Postmates and opening the robe to the delivery person.
Opening the robe? Like, here's a free show? Oh, my God.
No, opening the door in my room to gather my Chinese food. Oh, and this is going to be on a Sunday. Oh. I would never eat Chinese food during the week.
Yeah, no beef broccoli.
Oh, I wouldn't order that either.
What?
I just get fried rice and chow mein.
Oh, those are good choices. Pork fried rice?
Yes, always. Boom. Chicken chow mein.
Oh.
Give me some spring rolls.
Are you my dream girl?
And I'm using a fork
so,
at home.
Remember when Pat Altschul told us that we're dying alone, we'll never get married?
We have each other.
Yes, we have each other. You could be Pickles and I'll be Sonia.
Okay. Wait, speaking of Sonia and the townhouse.
Okay, Sonia. Like, I'm like legitimately, I'm worried about our girl.
Well, I mean, just going around the house, like, she's like, I get the inspections every year. Like, this elevator's fine. You would die in that elevator if you used it.
By inspection, she's like, I put on my tan overcoat, I take a magnifying glass, and I put the Inspector Gadget theme music on, and I'm inspecting my house. She's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And she's like, where in the world is Sonia San Diego? Like, I just feel like, and she's like, inspection up to par.
Yeah, she's like, Frenchie, we're all good here.
She's like, I don't know why they tell me Frenchie's an actor. My girlfriend's your asshole. Do you want to fuck me? You don't want to fuck me? Oh, you're married? Oh, well, that's awful. Your wife must suck. Oh, you're married to a man? Oh, thank God. Oh, I took my part. I picked it up with my regular hand, no glove. I picked up the shit, and then I put it on this rock, and then I wiped my own butt.
Are you bisexual?
No.
Would you like me to buy you something?
If I buy you something, will you be sexual? And I was like, okay, that's actually funny.
Yeah. However, my grandma used to say that.
However, like, I'm worried about her. Like, one, we need
I also think that her house has $1 million worth of damage and repairs.
Yes.
And there's no way she's gotten $32,000 a month for it.
Maybe $3,200 a month.
Yeah.
It's not okay. It's not okay. I'm worried about her. I'm really worried. She posted a photo on Instagram this week, and she's like, the waiters take the best photos. And then her, like, toes are hanging over the edge of these wedges. And they're just like, save me. Okay. So what did you say? So going back to the Carol egg lunch, she's like, I'm not the cool girl anymore. Adam found somebody.
Well, I mean, I like that Adam didn't want to lie. Mm-hmm. And I think he couldn't have lied to her because she knows exactly what he's doing all the time. But I wonder how he got this date as well. Is he on the apps?
I bet he's on the apps. He's on Bumble, I bet.
But they're currently kind of, I think, back together.
They're in Dubai together. So clearly this date didn't work out.
Oh, yeah, because John and Dorinda are Dubai. Tinsley's there alone.
No, then... Tinsley's with Scott, I thought.
Oh, I haven't seen anything of Scott. Mm-mm. But then also it's the no, ladies of there. London girls there.
Caroline Stanberry.
Yeah.
Yep, I love her because Caroline lives in Dubai.
Tinsley, Carol, Dorinda, and then the ladies of London girl.
And the men.
Yeah.
No, Scott, I'm pretty sure is.
But I kind of, this Adam relationship, I mean, I think it's just gone too far.
What do you mean? Explain. It's like,
let him go. Let him be a 30-year-old. He shouldn't be banging a 55-year-old Steven Tyler lookalike.
Jeez, you went there. You know what? If she can get that, all for all the more power. But I feel like Adam wants kids. What if Adam went and dated Lou's daughter, who looks like she crawled out of a sewer?
Look, she was at the show.
We were there. She was.
That outfit, she was wearing like a leather skirt. Her boobs are falling out. She has dreads.
Yeah, she just looks like she was like, hey, Woodstock was last weekend and I need to preserve how I felt there, so I'm never cleaning myself. Ever.
It was a very odd look. And then I could also see her being bisexual. I'm talking a lot about people's sexuality and putting a lot of labels on conversations or people's relationships or their sexuality, and I don't want to be a Bethany Frankel and label people.
Okay. Okay.
But I am. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
But then, yeah, just her kind of talking about Tom. She's like, he was so anal.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing's weird. The whole thing, I don't, like, they're at,
she
like, the.
She said he was superficial and not warm and a bad hugger.
But I agree with all of that. He's like, I only hug you if I'm taking you to room 69 at the Regency.
I just don't know how you would let your mother go through with all of that.
Okay, I also was laughing, though, when Lou was like, all a girl wants is, like, flowers and fidelity. I was like, Lou, you're so funny. Like, you're really, like, granted, I know what comes next, which is, like, jail.
Right, right.
But she's really great. She's really been killing it this season.
Well, she just admits to it. She's like, why did I even have to get married? What was I thinking? I mean, I didn't think it was weird that we got engaged after 4 months. That's not strange.
No, I think she just wanted to be loved.
Yeah, yeah.
And she loves wearing white.
Yeah, true.
She needed the excuse. Okay, so let's, like, then we, like, end the episode. Obviously, like, we have the dinner party, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the next day, they're going to Puerto Rico. And, like, why? I just feel like Bethany.
Wait, let's like, get a little bit more into the dinner. Because Dorinda shows up and she orders a Coke.
Oh, okay. Yes, let's talk.
And
okay.
Then.
And she's like, hi, I'm Dorinda, I'm an idiot.
But then she was, like, talking about Haiti. And this man's like, yeah, we've helped a lot of people in Haiti. You know, these kids are going to four-year colleges now. And she's like, it's only been 4 years.
And she's like, Richard donated so much money to Haiti. We've donated $7,000 and, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. We did that. Richard Red Balloon.
But then, like, Bethany just goes to, like, the next level. And she's like, okay, so let's just give up and let these people fucking die.
Yeah, and she's like, "Do you want me to come or not, Bethany?" And she's like, "I don't want you to come. At this point, I don't want you to come. I don't want you to come. Bryn's not happy. I'm going through a divorce, and I've got 7 apartments that I'm flipping. Plus, I have to save a whole country myself."
I was excited to do this. You always ruin everything. You're a shit show. Whatever. I'm leaving.
And she, like, almost, like, goes into the kitchen. She's like, "Where am I? John? Where's Madame Poulette? Jean, I don't even love you, Jean, because you're gross and greasy and fat."
And I didn't realize she met him only like 7 months after Richard died. That was a really fast turnaround. Really fast. Think they made a really good point. If she's like, not the same woman I was when I met John.
That's true, but that's what they say about a lot of couples. You have to change together. Yeah. And what I do is I change by myself because I don't want to change with someone.
You don't change, though.
I don't change. No, literally, a leopard never changes its spots, including myself.
But Stassi didn't change, and look where she is now. She's been in Italy for like a fucking month.
She's in Belgium, but that's fine.
She was in Italy. She just moved there.
She moved to Italy? To Belgium. Oh. I was like, oh no, the flag. That confused me a little bit, too.
Okay, wait. Going back to Dorinda and Bethany. Mm-hmm. Bethany immediately gives her the out and is like, "I know you had a bad night. Like, see you in the morning." And I think it's interesting that she does always let her out. And I think it's always because she doesn't think Dorinda's going to remember it. There's no way Dorinda remembers specifics of that. I'm sure she woke up and was like, something weird happened at that dinner.
Yeah, but this is like, okay, what's crazy to me is it's like you can go on camera and do that. Like, that's so crazy that you're like, "I'm going to black out on national TV."
Right. No. And I think these New York people, like, I think New York and West Coast people are so different. Mm-hmm. New York people can, like, put it out in the air, like, have their peace with it, say sorry, and, like, move forward. But, like, West Coast people will always... They're like, against you.
Like Lisa Vanderpump's like, 14 years ago, I stepped foot into LA and you drove past me and almost rolled over my toe. And I've never forgiven you since. And neither has Nanny K.
You're pretty good tonight. Thank you. But no, Dorinda's just like, "It's a new day. You know, I shouldn't have gone to dinner, but everything's okay." She's being friendly to everyone. Thanks for having me. And Bethany's like, "Wait."
She's like, "It's a crisis."
Yeah. She's like, "The way you treat me is worse than Ramona. And I cut you slack because you drink."
No, because you're drunk.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I should." And then it was like this like whole like I was like, "This is not what I want on my housewives." No.
It got real. And I hate when, don't apologize. Just don't do it anymore.
Yeah. And it's like, so here's the problem. If I'm a drunk, I'm probably going to drink again.
Right. Well, and it's.
And you know what, Bethany?
She's an alcoholic.
Bethany needs to be strong and be a friend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like, Dorinda's hitting the bottle at 7 a.m., but I think every single time she drinks, she gets drunk. And I think...
Sounds like me.
And she drinks 10 times, 9 of them, she's blacking out.
Also sounds like me. A lot of self-realization watching New York, and that's why I don't want to watch it, I guess, when those scenes come on. Speaking of, let's rewind real quick.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you have to say about this?
Well, it just was, like, really sad. Like, she misses her life with Richard, and it's not the life she expected. And then I felt, like, really, she was, like, mourning. Like, she's like, "I'm not a mom anymore, really. Like, I'm not a wife."
Yeah, like, where's her place in life?
They're, like, definitely trying to get Dorinda not to date John. But they're not being mean about it. They're like, "What if you date other people? Like, you could have that."
Yeah, like, Madame Poulette is not the way you have to end things.
And then she got really dark and was like, "If I fell, like, would anyone even find me?"
Yeah, I was like, get the life alert. I got that shit from my grandma.
Did you really?
Yeah. She doesn't wear it. So it doesn't serve a purpose, but it's there in case she decides to wear it. But here's a real life alert. Tinsley, Carol, Ramona get their nails done, and Ramona decides that she needs to put extensions on her blunt bob haircut.
That's so bad.
Like, talk about not being able to blend. That was, like, the real travesty of this episode.
I like, Kim Zolciak's wigs are, like, 1,000 times better than what was going on there.
Yeah, Kim Zolciak's Party City wigs are better than Ramona's real hair extensions. And it just was not, it was a look, I'll say that.
It was bad.
Yeah. Is there anything else we need to talk about in New York?
Next week?
I don't even know what happens next week because, honestly, I don't even know what I did 10 minutes ago.
No, what next week? Bethany and Carol start to get into it.
Oh, yes, at the dinner table. And she's like, Carol, you always defend the person sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm ready for it. Thank God. This is the shit that I want to see. Yeah. I want Celebrity Deathmatch. Remember that cartoon on MTV?
Like, that's like Daria days?
Yeah, like Celebrity Deathmatch, where they used to do claymation of two celebrities, and then one would kill each other. Like, I need that of Bethany and Carol. Who would win? I think Bethany.
I do too, unfortunately.
Carol would be like, I worked out one day in my life and ran a marathon in 14 hours and 2 minutes. Get out of here. Meh, Adam, you're unworthy.
She's running 15 and a half minute miles.
Hey, that's pretty good for 26. Come on now. That's good. Okay, let's move on to Just Wait. That's the Vanderpump theme song. I don't know if you caught on.
Like, not even close. What was the tune?
It was me singing the song. But these are the best days
of our life.
Perfect. Okay. So
it was kind of funny because, you know, they always are like, hi, Andy. Hey, Tom. Hey, Shorts.
He didn't say hello to any of them, though, did he?
It was basically like, okay, what's the update? My favorite update was, James, are you still with Logan? But, I mean, everyone's update was like, okay, Brittany and Jax are together.
Tom James and Ariana. And
Logan, I mean, what's her name? Rachel, whatever.
Raquel. Raquel walked in a fashion show this past weekend.
I mean, where?
Honestly, like Sonoma State County Mall. Like in the middle of the mall, and there she was like, oh my god, I always love walking from my like Fashion Nova people, but it's like not Fashion Nova, it's like, you know, like the Claire's inside the mall, and there were three people there, and she's like, I love a good runway. And then she had bangs, and I was like, is she covering that glass eye?
It's not, I mean, that was false fact, guys.
Yeah. Still funny, though.
How did you feel about Lala sitting closest to Andy?
I found it interesting, but it didn't not make sense to me. Like, it was fine.
Yeah. And then Andy's like, the bigger the hoops, the happier the girl. And then Lala's like, the bigger the hoops, the better the blowjob.
I'm like, Lala, could you just not? Like, I want to like you, but like you always just kind of take it too far. Brittany looked horrible.
It was like that pink lip gloss didn't go with her yellow dress.
Did she borrow it from her mom?
If she wore a red lip, I think it would have looked better.
Also, just like, why does Jax get that front seat? I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, because it went Lisa, Jax, Brittany, Tom, Ariana, who were like holding hands whole thing.
But Sheena is in between them.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's hard to remember her because she's so forgettable.
Agreed. Yeah. And then Kristen was at the other end.
Well, and Kristen
didn't say one word.
And Kristen's boob fell out. Didn't you find... Yeah, that was weird. Katie is like chamomile Katie, and she's just like deaf-mute Katie.
Yeah.
Like, I think she'll come through next episode, but I don't think there was much... Like, Kristen, like, her boob fell out, and I thought it was funny that Tom was like, Kristen, your boob's out! And I'm like, wow, how far those two have come.
I know. How weird would it be to sit across from your ex-boyfriend that you lived with for years, like watching him make out with someone else?
It's like very strange. And it's just like, it kind of cracks me up because I just think like Stassi is there and like Jax is her ex-boyfriend. It's like, we've come so far from season one.
Yet we haven't, because Jax is sleeping with an elderly woman. They made it sound like the elderly woman was in the same room.
Yeah, I thought she was.
That's disgusting. I always just, I mean, I wanted to, like, pretend, like, that was funny and, like, that she was in the same room, but I really thought, like, do you think they're, you know how, like, old people have twin beds?
Like Lucy
the grandma
and,
has one, like, bed, the grandpa's the other, like.
Lucy and Ricky?
So the grandma was in one, and then Jack's, or Faith were in the other? Because like, that went down? Two twin beds?
Oh, no.
I think we could make a meme of that.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to see what that meme looks like. To be honest, I don't know. But they're like, but Andy was like, why'd you do it? Jack's like, I'm being, it's me, Jason, right now. I'm just trying to self-sabotage. My dad was dying, and I was like, you know, I've never fucked a girl in front of a 95-year-old woman before, and I just, that could cure me.
And then it was, like, so disgusting. I was like, it could have been anyone.
Yeah, it's like,
it could have been a dog?
Yes. Yes, like poor Birdie.
Wall, right?
Like poor Birdie could have been jaxed.
Ooh.
I know, no. And that's not okay. Poor Birdie. No, hanging out with the Thomas Ravenels of the world. Nope, he'll never get anywhere. But so something that, like, here's the thing, right? It's like, okay, it was actually like I had like an emotion, and I was like, oh no, because when Jack started crying about his dad,
right.
I felt like really bad because I knock on wood, do not have to do it anytime soon. It's like, I've never had a parent pass. I've also been to a funeral though.
Why did he say that was his first funeral?
Do you believe that?
Does he have no friends?
They're all,
like,
living.
Not even, family? Do you not have family?
I mean, I assume people have died.
Maybe have a grandpa today. Catholics, you go to a funeral, like, once a month.
We love death in the Catholic community.
Like, you just, that's just what you
maybe
do.
Maybe people have died, but he didn't go to the funerals. Like, I don't know. I feel like I've gone to plenty of funerals, and, you know, it's just strange. Like, when he's like, that was my first one. And I'm like, what?
That was a shocking moment for me.
But here's what, like, makes me sad for Brittany, right? Because right now he's like, oh, Brittany's my dream girl. She took over and, you know, she really helped. First off, Brittany will, the next time Jax cheats, because there will be a next time.
Right.
He's Jason right now, but as soon as Jason gets comfortable, Jax is going to come right back out and he's going to fuck somebody. He's like, I've never fucked next to a 105-year-old lady. And he's just going to keep upping the stakes. And Brittany will hold that. Do you remember when your dad died? I took care of you. I'm taking the dogs. You can rot in hell.
I mean, he said his dad is, like, in his body now, just like Lala said that Tupac is in hers.
Right. So is Brittany having sex with the dad, or is it Jason? Is it Jax? What's Jason's dad's name? Jason Jax Sr.?
I don't know.
Is it the Tampa Bay hockey team?
Right.
Who is she having sex with? Is it in the Kentucky Palace?
I don't know. But I think this whole scenario did really wake him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think he's a change. I think he's changed for now, and I think he's going to go right back to his old ways.
Right. But I do think something like this, like, does bring your relationship closer together. And Brittany's just such a great girl. And I do love that Stassi went out, Kristen, Rachel, like, three of his ex-girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. And Sheena would have if she could have, but, like, I don't know if you heard, but she's starring in a Vegas show.
Oh, my God. Being single in Vegas is great.
Oh, my God. I'm going out, like, all the time. Have you heard of Ronnie from Jersey Shore? Yeah, he's a woman beater, but he's, like, a really good cuddler. And he has the best blow.
Out to Vegas.
Wait, what was that whole thing? I was, like, dying when Lala was like, yeah, and you thought that I needed to make your life easier, like, I should have taken you on my PJ.
We didn't have room for your bag.
Like, but the whole fight was, like, so ridiculous, because it's like, you guys are fighting. First off, it's probably not even a private jet. It's probably, like, Jet Suite X, you know, like, yeah, the Uber for the sky. And, like, yeah, Randall's just, like, buying that for, like, a flight out. And
for
it's,
sure.
It's like, Sheena, shut the fuck up. Don't you need a car out there?
I just
everything about Sheena is just like, I didn't feel bad for her. Even when Jax went off on her, I was like, Jax, you're in the wrong, but, like, I don't feel bad because it's Sheena. She literally said,
calling her out about Rob was just, I love when Andy's like not a narrator. He has sides.
Oh, for sure.
He's not a true broadcaster. He totally calls people out. Mm-hmm. He's like Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was cracking up when he was like, I forgot what he said, but it was funny.
Wait, and like the walk through memory lane of Rob. So in 2006, he was the door guy. Our first kiss was at Disneyland.
And then everyone, like, it's just like shooting to everybody's face, being like, oh God, not this again. And then I also saw the reunion from before, which is when she first started dating Rob, the reunion before. And everybody was already annoyed at that point, too. Right. And then they did this flashback and they're like, Rob likes coffee with his creamer. And I just was like, Rob likes coffee with his creamer?
Right.
Like, that's what, like, what does that even mean?
He has, like, half a cup of creamer and a teaspoon of coffee.
Right. Like, I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I really was, like, pontificating about it.
Right.
Yeah. And I am right now.
Right.
Okay.
Well, she loved Rob for 12 years. And she thought about him on her wedding day. And she just didn't want the show to get in the way, and it really did, even though he didn't want to be on the show, but aka he used you to be on the show, and he broke up with you 2 weeks after filming, and then he pulled away after you started saying Madison Marie Park Saleta. And
wait, so I want to discuss something. Mm-hmm. Let's discuss Mike Shea for a minute.
Yes. The shade of Mike Shea.
Mike Shea
DM'd us.
Okay, guys, I'm a little worried about Shay. One, because he'll never listen to this podcast, so it's okay. We've buried this deep in here. But, like, Mike Shay likes to DM us photos of, like, selfies, like, in black and white. And then he'll also, like, DM us videos of him and a friend rapping. And now he's been DMing us to hang out.
Yeah.
And he's like, where are you girls located? It's like, what?
Can you just a picture of us? What do you think we look like? I don't know.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm like, oh yeah, we should all do like a West Hollywood night. He's like, I haven't done West Hollywood in 2 years, but I would for you. And I'm like, who do you think, which one of us do you think you're talking to? And also, where do you live? Like,
doesn't he live in like Glendale?
No, the studio's in Glendale, and I think he lives in like Covina or something. But like, either way, I'm like, wait, that's like dedication. You don't even know which one of us you're talking to. Are you interested in both of us? One of us? Neither of us? Do you just want to get back at Sheena? Because we could like arrange some things.
I think both. He's having a fantasy of a threesome.
But anyways, like somebody commented on a photo of her being like, does she ever think about anything but herself? And he literally commented, no.
At the person, no.
Yeah, no. And it got like picked up by all these like different things. It was like so funny. Also, did you see comments by celebs now has a Bravo only page? So it's CBC Bravo. So now it's posting all like Bravo related content, which is fantastic. So it's all the comments that Bravo celebrities are leaving on photos. Jax has already done 2 spelling mistakes in one. And I commented I commented on it. I was like, but he'll never see this because he blocked us.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's talk about TomTom.
Okay, the junior partners of 5% that checks have not been cashed.
What's going on with that? What do you think about this?
Well, they need a contract.
Right.
And then Tom's like, well, the name has value.
Which is true because it's using their likeness. But they should draw up a contract.
Andy was calling her out. Well, and I like how they were also like, you didn't have to spend $2.5 million on this restaurant. Like, we could have done it a hell of a lot cheaper. But she has her fantasies of romanticism and...
Well, I don't think says, there's
if
anything...
If you don't like it, then you can suck it.
I don't think there's anything... Yeah, I don't think there's anything actually wrong with however much she wants to spend on a restaurant. It's her restaurant, right? Like, they own 10% of it. She owns 90. So if that's what she wants to do, fine. But it's fucked up because, yeah, TomTom is using their likeness. They should have papers drawn up for that. The whole reason of TomTom is them. It's a place for you to go. I mean, realistically, she wants it to be a cash cow of how people go to Sur to see people. She wants them to come to TomTom. She wants them to come see them. The cookbooks are going to be there. Jax is probably going to, like, fall down the stairs nightly trying to, like, get food from the top to the bottom.
What if they made him a bouncer?
Jax?
Yes.
I love that idea.
That's like a demotion, yet still in it.
Yeah, and he can have a drink out there, and then he just gets drunk.
Rob could both be the bouncers.
Rob could give lessons. Rob is texting Jax still.
I know, and that's when Sheena fucking lost it.
That's when she broke. She's like, what? And then she's like, I need a minute. She's like, my mink eyelashes are falling off. I thought Sheena would have already been on the eyelash bandwagon of extensions.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you?
Like, get the extensions.
Yeah.
I have a girl.
Jax's true form really came out. Jason left.
Jason left his body, and Jax went fucking in.
You can't keep your own relationship.
Yeah, I
had an hour for you. You didn't even call me when my father died.
And she's like, Jax, I texted you so you can read it over and over. What was that?
He was losing it, though. It was great when you could hear. And then Ariana, like, goes, and she's like, oh, I'm not beautiful. Stop saying I'm beautiful. Oh, Sheena, are you okay?
Yeah. Like, Ariana, if you're the only one going after Sheena, that should tell you something about this group. She's the worst. But anyways, I think that Tom, I think that Lisa needs to do better at including them. But she said she only had a handshake.
Yeah, the delay with the opening.
Maybe.
Maybe it's going to open and it's not going to be Tom.
Ooh. What do you think it'll be? She's like P-Jax. It's Peter and Jax. She's like...
Jeremy and Billy Lee?
She's like, Bill me. Billy and Jeremy. It's perfect. And then she's like, no, bill me for your tab. That was my English accent. How'd it do?
It was better.
Thank you. I just think... Also, Sheena said, why is this harder than my divorce? And I just didn't like that. And then she said Jax was high. And I was like, I don't think he was smoking weed, though. I think it was coke. I think Sheena called up Ronnie and was like, Ronnie, give me your dealer.
No, he's like, well, then he gets all heightened. I'm really into him taking steroids. However, I feel like he took some type of a Xanax of some form before. And once again, why are they not on birth control? Spray and pray.
It's gross.
But he said he's ready to be a dad now.
Yeah, I don't want that poor kid. No.
And then Stassi says he is different too.
Yeah, but she also was like, but you're not ready for a kid. Like, I felt like she was like, when the time comes, I think he'll be good. But like, maybe the time's not now.
Right.
But yeah. Also, Tom Sandoval taking swigs of the flask.
I know. I was reminiscent of taking swigs before his meeting with Lisa.
Yeah. And that's why I'm also like, yeah, Lisa, just why don't you just say, like, we're going to name a bar after you. That's all you had to say. They didn't need to be partners. They didn't need to do anything.
Yeah.
She could have called it Tom and said, no, it has nothing to do with you. I'm a huge fan of the shoes.
I'm really trying to promote that charity shoe company.
Yeah. So, but I like Lisa on Vanderpump, like I've said before. I don't like her on Beverly Hills. And I don't think, like, the fight about Nanny K this week when Kyle said, do you know my grandma? And I was great. Like, yes, Kyle. And here's a fun, can we transfer into Beverly Hills now? Did you have anything else about Vanderpump? Okay, so then there's this really funny thing. So, remember the dinner party from Hell starring one Alison Dubois? Mm-hmm. Alison Dubois said, you're very close to your grandmother. She basically raised you. In that episode, Lisa said, well, that's not true. My grandmother didn't. And now she talks about this Nanny Kay, who basically raised her. And I was like, vindication for Alison Dubois!
That's pretty funny.
Right? Like, it all comes full circle.
Well, I also feel like Lisa Vanderpump really called out Kyle. Like, 90% of our conversations are about you, Kyle, because you have anxiety. She called her anxious, paranoid, said something about her having like MS.
Yeah, what was that?
And then she's a hypochondriac.
Which I agree
like,
with.
Like, those are, what is this? Like, is she like freaking Yolanda with
Limes?
No, but what?
Lyme disease?
Yeah, but what did Lisa Rinna say that she
Oh, God, this is going to drive me nuts. Yeah, Munchausen.
Yes.
Munchausen Kyle? Or no, I think Kyle loves attention.
She does. You can tell though, like, she's scared of a lot of things. Like, even going to Vegas on that.
She's been scared of flights, of planes, like, since forever, which I understand because I, too, am scared of small planes. I'm scared of big planes. I am scared of long planes, short planes. I get that.
Don't get scared of that kind of stuff.
Well, you know what? Consider yourself really cool. You're super cool.
What am I scared of?
Young men. Anyone under the age of 40. Prohibition. You're frightened of prohibition.
Yeah, that's something I'm scared of. Yeah, like spiders don't scare me. Flights.
Wow, Mary, you're a real American woman starring one Alicia Silverstone.
Also, I watched the preview for that, and it she's does not, acting very dumb in it.
It does not look good. But what also pissed me
is
off,
like,
though,
on TV Land? What is it on?
It's on Paramount Network, formerly known as Spike. Okay. But what also kind of pissed me off with LVP to Kyle is that when Kyle was saying, like, she doesn't really talk to her family anymore, LVP twice dropped, oh, when I saw Kathy last night, she said, like, she was trying to get under Kyle's skin, being like, yeah, I talked to your sister that you don't talk to anymore.
Right. And then Kyle's, like, eyes are bulging out and you're like, why are they so green?
Yeah. And you're like, where did you get those contacts? / I kind of want them because I would like green eyes.
I have green eyes.
Mary, wow, look at you.
I'm perfect.
You really are. Wow.
Green eyes, not scared of anything.
Wow. You love a good drink and a good man.
And then we kind of also get back to the, do you think LVP lied about the magazine? Off with your head.
Absolutely, she did. First off, did we decide that Beverly, the magazine, was the one that Lydia and her husband used to run?
No, that's not. No, there's two different ones.
I think it's the exact same magazine. Because now Lydia runs Nobleman. I think they sold Beverly Hills Lifestyle or whatever it was. I could have sworn that that's what Lydia's magazine was called before. And that's now what LVP runs.
Mm-hmm. We can...
We'll Google it. But, however, yeah. I think LVP for sure was like, no, fuck Dorit. First off, she should have just said, Dorit, hey, Dorit, you complained about every single photo and you said you didn't like any of them, so we cut your head off. And we still use the photo because what you didn't like was your makeup and your look. So we cut it off so you don't know it's you. That's all she needs to say. Like, trying to be like, oh,
it's
you
It's very LVP punishment, though.
So
that's
LVP.
That's, like, so her passive-aggressive British way.
Yeah, and she's like, but it wasn't me. It was the short midget that runs it.
I know. He must... Yeah, that poor guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay, and then I like how LVP pointed out that Teddy's only 4 years older than Pandy.
I just...
A.K.A. LVP's daughter.
It is weird because, I mean, Teddy's 2 years younger than Jax.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, she's probably the same age as Sandoval.
Yeah,
like, that's crazy. But she's so mature. I really like Teddy, and I like the way that she handled, because fuck Erica this episode.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What was Erica thinking? Like, she was like, raise up or get the fuck out. I'm like, what the fuck does raise up even mean? What does that mean?
I think she's like, stand up for yourself or walk out the door. And if I want to sleep at a double tree because I don't want to bleed all over your bed, then so be it.
Now, listen, as someone who's had an Erica Jane fiasco once in her life, every month, it's not fun. However, like, let's not make a big deal of it. Like, nobody was making that big of a deal of it, and I felt like she was setting up because she never wanted to sleep there anyways. And that's fine. Who cares? Just own it, baby.
When she said she had a period like a faucet, I was like, all right, you okay. Get the pass.
I mean, yeah, but it's just like, nobody cares. And I think, like, everybody made such a big deal of it, and it's like, it's blood.
Because they had nothing to do this season. That was the problem.
Nothing.
It was like outfits, Beverly Beach by Dorit, / Fever, / Kyle moved.
Yeah, and then got robbed. And it could have been Teddy's
butt. Got a haircut.
Harry Hamlin got a haircut. Yes, exactly. I just feel like it's like we did not need this in three parts. And then, like, Erica threatening to, like, leave. It's like, Erica, you're fucking coming back. We all know it because it costs $40,000 a month to be you. Who's paying for it? Tom broke his ankle. He can't do law anymore. He needed that ankle.
I feel like she's like, you know what? Like, I'm an asshole. And you know what? Andy's calling me out. So I'm not going to come back. Because Andy said she wasn't taking ownership of her behavior.
Well, she wasn't. Like, I don't understand why. Like, she literally could just been like, you know, maybe there was some sort of miscommunication. And if there was, I apologize. And it would have been done. And then, because then at the end when they were like, Erica was like, I felt like I had to talk to you that way, Teddy. And Teddy was like, totally. Like, Teddy was just being such a, like, nice girl of like, yep, I'm glad you feel that way. Great, great. Okay, great. And she's like, yeah, but we had to do that, right? And she's like, yeah, we did. We had to.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Going back to Kyle.
Yeah.
I started to think that I've always loved Kyle.
We know.
I started to think that she might be the shady sister.
Oh, tell me why.
Because, you know, she's, you know, her ideas for her shows. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait, you're writing about the agency and what happened between Kathy's husband and your husband. And then you're also writing about your childhood.
She's like, it's too
not, but you are. Yeah. And like, that's shady. Just say, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, and she's like, but no, there's only two sisters in this show, and in my real life, there's three of us. It's like, but the experiences are the same. She's like, maybe not. I don't know.
I couldn't believe she hasn't talked to Kathy in 6 months.
Like, Kathy just held a wedding shower for her son's fiance, the Baron, who's crazy, neither Kim nor Kyle were invited.
I actually randomly talked about Baron Hilton on Saturday.
With who?
Joey.
Oh.
Like, I don't know why that came up.
Oh. Great. I'm glad you brought it up here, too.
But then this week she was hanging out with Kim and Kim's grandson, so.
Huxley.
Yes.
What a name.
Oh, my God. These names now.
What a name.
If I ever have a kid, I could, like, there's no names left for me.
None.
No.
You could name it Chrome.
I want every single kid's name in the world.
What about Chrome? Google Chrome.
No Chrome yet.
Chrome is a cute name, actually.
No, I'm not.
Adding it to the list of my non-existent child with my non-existent husband. Pat Altschul knows best. Well, Mary, this has been a fun hour and a half with you.
Okay, guys, don't forget to book Cameo and FabFitFun. Mm-hmm. TJG is your codes.
Also, June 12th.
See you next Tuesday. Turn Up Tuesday with James Kennedy. Pomptini.
And you know what? What was that?
And hopefully TomTom's open.
Yeah. And you know what? Just like have yourself a fabulous weekend.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks, and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.